All right, you sons of bitches. Terrence Pop here with another episode, which is pre-recorded, but somehow still...
Life in the Lair!
And we're in the sword room. Let me open up my Red Bull. It's going to be a good one here. So before I get into this letter, I'm going to give you a little backstory here. The divorce industry has been in full effect since roughly 1978. And I will say that by 1988, it went into full swing. And by the mid-90s, it was in overdrive. And it's been wrecking people's lives left and right for no reason. Now we're seeing this... It's coming to the attention of the public light, parental alienation. And this is a real big problem. It's affecting pretty much one-third to one-half of the, parents out there today. But it's been going on for a long, long time. All right. Now, this next letter, it's an advice letter, and it does have some pretty, it's got some good elements, but it's kind of a bummer. So I'm going to try to, say happy for the, stay on a positive note for this, because this affects me to an extent as well. Again, everything I talk about, I've either made the mistakes or it has affected me in some way, shape, or form. I am not above the rules and laws of the universe. I totally understand that, things come and go, and Murphy will kick your ass over your head and turn it into a hat if you let him and if he can.
You want an offer you can't refuse?
Redonkulous Swag is back in full swing on Fourth Wall. With more designs than ever before, there's never been a better time to show your love for the regiment. After all, variety is the spice of life, and it's good to have a wide selection.
Sometimes it's a spread brown eye kind of night, sometimes it's girl on girl time.
Click on the link tree in the description or scan the QR code on the screen and you can pop in.
Ha! Gay!
To see our fun designs on everything from shirts to mugs to stickers to pint glasses, patches, laptop sleeves, hats, and more. Because everyone needs new clothes for the gay cruise, right? Just make sure you bring a straight friend to cover your six.
Yeah, this one talks about that to an extent. Now, this particular individual, in my opinion, was a mover and a shaker, got crushed by the system, kept going. He didn't say he was suicidal or anything, but that probably was his mindset at one shape, at one form or another, and he overcame it and went on to do great things. Now, this guy, let's call him the Forgotten Ghost. And you'll see why here as we get into the letter. Okay, so it says, I got married in 1990 at the age of 28. So this guy's got a few years on me. I met her in college and we dated for 7 years. The marriage was great until it wasn't. Now, he doesn't say how long they were married here. Okay. And he never gives the age of the children. Mainly because I think this is a sore point for him still. Even though he doesn't really acknowledge it too much in the letter. But we'll get to that. Okay, we had 3 children in rapid succession. I believe those are called Irish twins. But apparently there was a lot of begetting going on in this mariage. And shortly after the 3rd child was born, my ex-wife went mental. It's very common. A lot of women will marry a man for the sole purpose of having children, and then when they're done having said children, they turn into absolute fucking bitch cunts and ruin your goddamn life because they pretty much have no more use for you because they know if they take you to divorce court, they're going to get half your shit and money for 18 to 21 years. This is very common. It happened to me. It happened to lots of guys out there. This is not new here. The fighting over nothing and physical abuse got to an unbearable level. Just going to make the assumption here that she was hitting him and or throwing dishes or doing stupid shit, which I've seen. I've seen women whip dishes at men before, and they throw them with enough force, it could hurt you.
No shit!
Then the cheating started. There it goes! Ho-ho! There you go, right through the goalposts. Again, once you're viewed as completely expendable and disposable, they start shopping for other cocks. After three kids, she was able to do this, so I'm going to make the assumption that she was still fairly attractive. Okay, her affair partner was a man who owned a boat three slips away from my boat. So this guy had a boat, three kids, and a boat in a marina. That's not cheap. So this dude made some money. Now, I myself have a friend who had a boat, had it for years. He loved it and he hated it. And he had a party when he got rid of it and a party when he bought it. But now he's done with that. I was devastated when I confronted her. She totally humiliated me. I mean, she's completely, you know, dehumanized you. You're nothing in her eyes now. She was getting abusive. Now she's cheating on you. And then she humiliates you when you confront her about it. Probably said some fucking horrid, soul-destroying shit. She called me things I won't put in this letter. Okay, I called it. All right, I filed for divorce a few weeks later. All right, so I'm going to give this guy some redemption points. He didn't try to stick around and, like, just take the abuse and become a just straight-up cuck. Kudos to him. Like all other men, I got destroyed and lost everything and had to file for bankruptcy. Whatever he had going on that allowed him to own a boat and a marina, totally gone. He lost everything. I liquidated all of my businesses. The child support and alimony had me living in a friend's basement for almost half a decade. All right, so this guy went from being a mover and a shaker, owning a boat, being married, living the dream with three kids, to living in a dude's basement. Now ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? This is very common, gentlemen. All right, so don't look down on this guy. All right, he will redeem himself. She kept the kids away from me, and the courts did nothing positive for me. In fact, at one point, they put me on supervised visitation, which I could not afford. Yes, gentlemen, that happens all the time as well. And if you have supervised visitation, most of the time, you have to pay a fee to see your own goddamn kids. Now, that's just fucking crushing. By 2002, my children would not even speak to me on the phone. My cards and gifts were returned, and I was served a PPO, which is a personal protection order, that I was not even in court when it was issued. It's called ex parte. That happens all the time because she probably felt unsafe, even though there's probably not a shred of goddamn evidence. Again, that's another common ploy. This woman cheated on you, was abusive, wrote you off completely, and wrote you off completely in the eyes of your very own children, which is exceedingly common, gentlemen.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Okay, I did not have the money to fight it, so I had no choice but to accept this. And I spent years convincing myself that they all were dead. I even went to a hypnotist to help me with that and deal with all of that pain. Okay, this is called the wound that never heals, gentlemen. This is probably one of the most vicious things you can do to a man in this world, is take away his children for no reason other than lies and financial advantage. In 2008, I started a new business in housing. I took full advantage of the real estate collapse and started flipping houses. This gave me the capital to acquire several apartment buildings. And my next business, I started building condos and whole housing communities. This guy knows what he's doing. And yeah, he got his ass beat. He was living in the dumps, living in someone's basement. And he convinced himself that, you know, and listen, I get it, that they're all dead. He went to a hypnotist to make sure it stuck. And then once he was able to get in the right frame of mind, boom, he's right back in the goddamn fight, making big moves. Okay, by 2015, I was worth many millions of dollars, which in the real estate market, that can be done. By 2018, I sold everything and retired. Shortly after, I started receiving emails, Facebook messages, and phone calls from my children after they were all adults. Okay, so they could not reach out to you for this entire time, and then you retire, and you're worth multi-millions of dollars, and all of a sudden, then your children start calling? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get it now. I get it. This is they don't give a shit about you, bro. They want a piece of that money. And listen, you don't come here to have me lie to you. I'm just here to tell you the truth. I ignored them, changed my phone number several times, blocked them in every way I could. I now receive handwritten letters and postcards, which I return to sender. I am no longer mad, nor do I hate them. I am just done. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. A man can only take so much before something breaks inside. I totally get it, man. I am at peace now, and I don't wish to reopen old wounds. My parents are dead, and I'm not close to my siblings. Okay, I get it. They took my ex-wife's side when I divorced. Again, exceedingly common. These women, like, turn the man's family against him with their goddamn fucking lies and manipulation. Like, this letter is really touching on all of the... My God. This is very similar to hundreds of guys I've talked to in the past 20 years. Wow. My relatives reached out to me as well, and as soon as they mentioned my children, I hung up the phone. They are now blocked as well. I like my life now. I fish in the Gulf most days and travel to my second home in Belize. As for my estate, I have made arrangements so none of it goes to any of my children or relatives. Do you think I am overreacting, or should I keep being the forgotten ghost? Signed, Forgotten Ghost. First of all, what happened to you here is you are not an exception to this rule, okay? This similar scenario plays out all the time for the past, I would say, two and a half, three decades. All right? You get married. You have kids. You're in it to win it. Everything's going good. She decides, fuck it, I'm going to destroy my family. Jumps on another dick. Blames that on you. Goes to court. Gets a PPO. You're hammered with child support and alimony to the point you are living in a man's basement. Or, like, in my case, I was made homeless. The kids are turned against you, mainly because I think the ex-wife poisoned them and said all kinds of bullshit. But, hey, I could cut them some slack if they're under the age of 12. Once, in today's day and age, once a kid gets over the age of 12, they pretty much know the deal. Right, you can get on the internet. They have all kinds of other inputs that weren't present when I was, you know, 12 years old and younger. I'm sorry. And what about when they were like 16, 17, 18, 20, 21? I mean, come on. I mean, you didn't say when you had these kids, but I'm going to assume they're probably in their early to mid to late 20s, the three of them. You don't say if they're boys or girls. Girls tend to stay gone longer, and they don't have any remorse. Whereas sons usually contact earlier, and they will feel somewhat guilty about it. Despite the fact that the civilization that we reside in tells you the contrary, that men don't have any emotions and, you know, blah, 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 and they're callous and mean. Not the case at all, because this is some of the most callous, vicious bullshit that could be done to another human being, and it was done by a woman he stood in front of before God and said, I do. All right, now, I'm glad this guy took advantage of the housing collapse in 2008. You know, if I had some money and my circumstances were different, I would have done probably something similar. But I had just got done getting ass-raped in a divorce in 2008. And I was getting ass-raped in 07. And so I was living out of my car for about 6 months. So there really wasn't much I could do here. The part that really got me in this is you went to a hypnotist to help you. All right. Now, if you hear me talking about this, please email me and let me know more about this hypnotist stuff, because I might actually try this myself, because there's just some shit going on in there that I need to calm down. And when it comes to pain, I'm old hat. And the worst pain, in my opinion, is emotional pain. Because you do not know how long it'll last. For some people, it goes away quickly. For others, it lasts the rest of their life. And if you're lucky, if it does last that long, it diminishes a little. And men are really good at this. Puts up a wall. Everything on the other side of the wall no longer matters, nor does it exist. And you just put your back to that wall and keep marching forward. Live out of goddamn spite. And he turned it around really good. Now, I hope he's got some hotties in Belize and he's living the good life. But this whole ex-wife turning kids against you, turning your family against you, this is exceedingly common. Most men are not able to recover from this. And I applaud you, Forgotten Ghost, for doing so. So this guy's probably sitting somewhere around in his mid-60s, living the retired life. I hope he goes on for another 20 years, lives in really good health, and then one day, he's gone. No pain, quick, moves on to the next objective. And it looks like not only did the ex-wife try to ruin him, took his kids away from him, but also took his grandkids away as well. So this guy's not going to get that either. That's on the sad side, I get it, but don't accept the blame for all this bullshit, especially if these kids are coming after you like, oh yeah, my grandkids are suffering. You're like, no, listen. Yeah, they might be suffering, but not because of me. You're the ones that threw me out of your life, and now I'm just staying gone. There's some things you don't get a do-over at, and this is one of them, in my opinion. Yeah, he could reach out and they could try to have a relationship, but so much time has gone by that more than likely it is in vain. It's not going to lead anywhere but to more pain, and it will destroy the peace that he went to a goddamn hypnotist to get. So, Mr. Ghost, in my opinion, stay Casper. I'll talk to you later.